Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Joe with Water Cooler Conversations. Jill, have you ever used an Airbnb?
I have not. Oh, yeah. Wait, maybe we did. We went skiing last year for our friend's birthday. I think she reserved it, though.
Right. Somebody else was in charge of it there. So, did you guys have a party? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, there was like 8 or 10 of us. Yeah. We partied.
Well,
have you met me?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know why I was even considering that. Although, as much of a partier as you are, I don't think it like went to this level. There was a man who rented a room at an Ohio home through Airbnb. He threw an epic party on New Year's Eve. Well, actually, they describe it as an epic 250-person New Year's banger.
Banger?
To ring in 2018.
That's an epic party.
It is. And it also got himself permanently banned from the hospitality service. Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, because not only did he do this, while the man was still in the house.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess the guy thought, well, I'll rent it out. It'll be low key. I'll make some money and I'll just be down here locked in my room.
Yeah, that's weird though.
I don't want that happening.
No, when you rent somebody's house, you don't want the owner there ever.
Yeah. So it was quite the party, Jill. I mean, 250 persons. And check this out.
That's a huge party.
He's quite the entrepreneur as well. It took cops from 5 area police departments to shut down the wild weekend house party.
Nice work.
At the Seven Hills home, where police said hundreds of revelers were so jam-packed that they couldn't even move. Who wants to continue to be there if it's so packed that you can't even move?
Yeah, how do you even get a drink?
Yeah, then you're like,
it's my issue.
Yeah, yeah, well... Yeah, I think it was a BYOB. The man who rented the room paid $40 for the night.
I love that he rented a room for $40 and brought 250 of his closest friends.
Right. And I think there were people he didn't even know.
He
rented it from the 28-year-old homeowner who warned the man he couldn't throw any parties.
What 28-year-old would say no to parties anyway?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess one that's trying to make $40 on New Year's Eve renting out his house.
So weird.
Yeah.
I want to see what the inside of this place looked like.
You know, I'm not sure what it
and
looked like after.
If you rent a room, you can't just use the whole place. Then.
Yeah. Well, I think, I guess you
can. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I guess you can.
Well, apparently,
that's pretty
he's renting the place.
Brave of him to rent a $40 room and think he can just throw a rager there.
Yeah. Well, and he did it by advertising the bash.
So funny.
Yeah, he advertised what he dubbed a New Year's banger on Twitter, charging people $5 for entry. All right, do the math, 250,
You need a ton of money.
Times $5. And so
when you like
paid $40, that's a big markup.
Wouldn't you kibosh it at like 20 people and be like, what are you doing, bro? You can't have people over.
Right.
Instead of waiting for it to get to that size before you're like,
well,
I said you couldn't have a party.
Yeah. Well, it gets better, Jill.
Oh gosh.
Because the homeowner, eventually he did call police from his locked bedroom after things got out of hand and 5 men threatened him.
He tries to shut down the party in his own house or like, go back to your hole, loser.
He apparently comes out, probably said something like, hey, you guys want to turn it down a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Rick Moranis.
He's like watching Star Trek in his room.
Yeah, he's in there. Come on, it's too loud. And they're like, get back in there. We will beat you senseless.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Loser sauce.
Right. And
so just say, if at that point you get half of the door.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's right. He should have turned around it.
Kick back and enjoy.
Made it into something. Yeah, go somewhere else. Yeah. It's like, I'll just I'll see what happens whenever I get back and start giving me some money.
There was a deposit on that room rental.
Yeah. Well, I think there was a $40 deposit and a $40.
That ought to cover the damage.
Yeah, it should. It's like, oh man, look what happened. Even better, it's probably the 28-year-old's parents' house.
Yeah.
He probably wasn't even supposed to be there. All right, Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Today's message. It's 102.7.